AM 1490 KOVC and NewsDakota.com. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And 17 years now of Thunder football here in Valley City, Mike Lentz joins us. Thanks for stopping by and chatting with us.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
17 years of having youth football here in Valley City with this program. Maybe if you could tell us a little bit how things got started and what got the ball rolling.
Well, back 17 years ago, obviously, we five guys, it was Chris Quilving, myself, Jim Breckheimer, Brent Gustafson, and Todd Heck felt there was a need for youth football in Valley City. All we really had at that time was flag football. And so, and I did some officiating, junior high officiating, and you could just tell the difference of level between, let's say, Valley City and Lisbon, because Lisbon had a youth tackle program and installed. And so, you know, we went and did some presentation to different service groups, and there was a big demand for it and some more support for the community. And I think we raised over $30,000, I think, within a month's time to buy equipment and start up and get things rolling. And it's just been straightforward ever since.
What were the numbers the first couple years of the program, and what are the numbers like now in 17 years?
Well, originally, first year we had 44 kids, so we had two teams, and then the next year we grew to three teams, and part of that is we had school kids from Barnes County North and Maple Valley that came in and played. And so for a time there, we were about 80 kids, four teams, and then we kind of changed our focus and wanted to focus more on the Valley City kids, and so we went back down to two. And, you know, we've had over 940 kids go through our program, including this year's group. And so this year the enrollment numbers are a little bit down, so we're back down to two teams, and actually we love it that way. We have 22 on a team. I have 10 coaches, so five coaches per team, and it works well. It allows coaches to be able to be gone and go watch their own kids' stuff without, you know, team suffering. So it's been good.
When you look at the start of this program and to, you know, contributions to Valley City High School football and maybe some of the contributions beyond that with the kids who've gone on to play college, how many kids are you starting to see start from Thunder football and work all the way up through all those phases?
Well, actually, we've had two. Derek Elliott was one, and then my son Taylor plays tight end for VCSU. He'll be our second one that has gone through, started at fifth grade and has gone all the way through high school and college. You know, it's we're trying to figure out what's going on. There's about that freshman level age where we start losing kids, and you know, this year actually is the first year we've never had a senior that played Thunder football on the high school team, and so it's a concern. You know, I'm not sure if it's the whole scare that's out there about concussions and injuries like that, or if it's something different, which is why we really developed this program, because you know, back when I played, the old story was put your head down, run through a brick wall. Well, obviously that's not the right way to do it. And so with our goal is to obviously bring the passion of football, but also to teach the proper fundamentals and techniques. And you start them young, and you keep enhancing that and encouraging that throughout. You know, a lot of those injuries shouldn't be there. But while we're not getting kids out in the high school, I mean, we got more kids than the high school does right now, you know, 9 through 12, and ours is 5th and 6th.
You can't talk about youth football, I think, nowadays without talking about this whole CTE thing and the head injuries and everything like that. And, you know, precautions are taken now. Things are so much different, and even from when I was playing youth sports, you know, a decade ago. What things have you changed? Have you seen the changes coming with what's done around the field and in the field of play? And what are some of the questions you find yourself answering about stuff like that?
Well, obviously, concussions is a big concern. And actually, what we do, the start of our program, we have mandatory meetings. Parents have to be there, or the kids won't get any equipment and they won't play. We show a video. It's called Heads Up Video, and it goes through and talks about the importance of axle loading on the spine and not only causing concussions but causing neck injuries and paralysis. And so it's kind of a scary video, but it also kind of wakes them up about realizing that, you know, this is why we're doing this. It's because we teach it. We every day at practice, we go through the proper fundamentals, see what you hit, fit, form, and finish. You're looking at their – we tell the kids look in their eyes and see how ugly they look, because that keeps their head up. And so – You know, with that, we've been fortunate not to have really any major issues with that in our program. We just got done reconditioning our helmets, and so the gear that we have is not the top of the line of the gear, but it's up there, and it's just a matter of repetition of teaching the proper fundamentals and encouraging kids, and even when we go play some of these other teams that maybe they're not getting that direction. We help encourage those kids by saying, hey, kid, you know, keep your head up when you're going to hit or you're going to get hurt or whatever. So, it's we really haven't had any issues with the concussions. You get your sprain here or there. We had a broken arm, but you can get that playing, soccer in the play out on the FIAD or out at the gym or whatever. So, it's just something that we're aware of and we focus on. And the big important issue is to give the correct information to the parents, because sometimes they can one person gets some bad information and it just kind of, how that goes. It just kind of spreads like wildfire. And so we have handouts, we have videos that we give to our parents and answer questions. And again, more of it's just constantly going over and repeating the fundamentals of how to tackle and how to block and how to run with your head up.
It's teaching the game of football for Thunder football, but, you want to get those wins and losses on the field. How have the teams been shaping up so far this season?
This year is probably one of our best seasons that we've had. Right now, we've had five games played. We're supposed to play the night of the storm, and so that got postponed and moved. But right now, our Royal team is sitting at 4-1, and the White team is sitting at 5-0. Both teams were scored on the White was scored on by Oaks and by 6 points, and I think Royal had what did they have? I think they had about the same amount that was scored on them. Maybe 12 points were scored on them. So we're doing real well. We're looking forward to it. Actually, tonight is our first home game, and it's against our biggest rival, which is Lisbon. I mean, that's equivalent to the VCSU University of Jamestown game. So mainly because their program was started and we kind of mimicked our program after them, and so it's been kind of a rivalry ever since. So we're looking forward to it. We play a home tonight at 6 and at 7 against the Lisbon Monarchs.
Fundraising a big part of any program, and I've bought the coupons. You had mm-hmm. those for sale, and I've bought those before in the past. What are some other fundraising things that you've done, and how well is the support coming from the community?
Well, this community is awesome as far as supporting any type of organization as far as fundraising goes. And so we kind of came up with the Scratch and Help or the Scratch 2 fundraising, because it's you're not really selling a product. They're giving a donation or getting a discounted coupon. You're not have to worry about shipping out or handing out merchandise after the fact. And so it's been an awesome fundraiser for us, and we do a little contest with the kids. But each kid is required to do $100 and $150 worth of fundraising for that. And that's basically our operating costs. We have four officials at our games, and we pay them pretty well because they're certified officials. And so our operating costs, our insurance, our equipment maintenance, things like that, that all comes from that fundraising. And so that's really what we've done. We haven't had to do a whole lot throughout after the initial one. We did purchase some new helmets, and we did get a $5,000 donation from the Valley City Eagles for that. We did get a donation this year from Dakota Bank for $500 to help offset the reconditioning part of those helmets. And we have other people that are Rich Burke Construction is every year gives us a donation. We don't have to ask for it; he just kind of gives it to us. Connie Winkler is another one. It does an annual donation, and also what's the other one? I'm thinking Affordable Printing is another one where they give us 10% of our Thunder wear or Thunder clothing that gets sold in their store. So, it's just a fun little thing. We try to get the kids out there, encourage them to meet the community and the community to meet them. The community's just been a great support.
Talking with Mike Lentz about Thunder football here on KOVC. A sad note about this season, it kind of struck everyone in this community. Sam Neske, just 11 years old, passed away earlier on in the season. And what I know you guys have done some stuff to rally around mm-hmm. it and to honor him and for his family and stuff. What are some of the things you guys have done there?
Well, Sam joined us last year, the first year that he was able to play contact sport. And so he was actually on my White Thunder team last year. And You know, throughout the obituaries and talks of Sam after his passing, he was, you know, they called him a gentle giant, and that's what he was. He was a big kid with a smile on his face and a soft heart, and got to know Sam pretty well last year with Thunder, and unfortunately he passed before we even were able to start the season. So what we've done is we've done our group pictures that we've had this year. We've had a picture with his jersey that he had last year. There's been some wristbands that are going around that say play for Sam. And also we've had a Sam decal with the shape of a football put on the helmets. And the biggest one that we do after every huddle we break, our breakdown, is that we shout Sam. So the kids talk about him all the time. He was really good friends with a lot of those kids. So we're kind of dedicating this year. We're playing for Sam, and like I said, it's tough, and the kids are getting through it. And that first couple weeks was kind of tough, but we're family, and we were able to make things work. And there's still times when we think about him and wish he was there. But you know, we're playing for Sam this year.
People want to find out more about Thunder football, getting involved, anything like that. What's the best way to do it?
You know, we have an awesome website. It's www.vcthunderfootball.org. That has our up-to-date stuff. It has our score, our schedules, our scores. I send out a weekly newsletter that tells about what has happened, what's going on. It has team pictures. It's got our donors that have donated in the past and currently. It's got a tribute on there for Sam, and also as a tribute for last year for Coach Todd Heck that we lost. So that's probably the most informative thing that we have. We don't try to do summaries or stories in the paper or on the radio, just because it's, you know, a lot of times it's just one kid that carries the football. So we put it out that way, and if people want to look at it, it's an awesome site. I usually update it daily, if not weekly, for sure. But again, that's vcthunderfootball.org.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us here, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it, Joel.